All right, welcome to the Daily News Summary for Election Day, November 3rd. It's a Tuesday, and this is Mike Adams here, Natural News. Appreciate you joining me. This is going to be a relatively short update here because I'm going to have a very long night. I will be live tweeting all of the developments of what we expect to be a Trump landslide today, but a landslide that will be contested by the media, which we expect to gaslight the nation. The media might announce that Biden is the winner, even though they know he's lost. And then when Trump tries to contest it, they will say Trump is trying to carry out a coup, which is exactly what they, the Democrats, are doing, is trying to carry out a coup in broad daylight, no less. So I'm going to be tweeting that at brighteon.social. Join up there. It's free to join. It's an alternative to Twitter or Facebook. And once you join up, just click on live stream on the left column, and you'll be able to see all the tweets from all the people. We have over 15,000 users now, even though it's a very new platform. It is chock full of breaking news, uncensored news. So news that you can't even share on Twitter or Facebook, you can share on brighteon.social. So join me there. I'm going to be up very late, past midnight, talking about what's going on, bringing you the latest intel from various sources. We also expect quite a bit of violence to break out once Trump is the obvious winner. That might begin tonight, or it might happen tomorrow or the next day. We don't know exactly what the timing is, but we expect an effort among the radical left. If Trump is the clear winner, the left will launch their attempted kinetic coup. They may try to rush the White House and take over the buildings that they see as being symbols of power in the United States. In fact, we have a story today on Natural News. A conflict expert issues a chilling warning. If Trump wins, thousands of people could storm the White House. There are reportedly 250 troops there to protect the president and the White House. But also, I interviewed Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers yesterday, and he said all the president has to do is call on the militia, and they will send hundreds of thousands of armed men to defend the Republic. So we may be in a shooting war very, very quickly, depending on how things go and how crazy the left is. Now, that video interview with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers is going live shortly up on brighteon.com. And you'll be able to see the thumbnail and click it from naturalnews.com as well. We also have a leaked Zoom call where members of the bureaucracy of the left who work in the State Department and in and around Washington, D.C. are plotting their own coup, and they call it a coup. And they're talking about how they're going to shut down everything and make sure that Trump can't win and doesn't have power and so on. It's all caught on video. They actually had an online call where they were openly talking about this. That's how stupid these people are. They don't realize somebody's recording it. It's just incredible. So we've got a story on that. Also, another plan about radical leftists who are going to try to take over Washington, D.C. after the election because they know they're going to lose. Now, a Yale psychiatrist says that the middle class of America needs to be leveled in the same way that the Allies leveled Dresden in Germany in World War II in order to break the spell of President Trump. So this is the way leftists think now. It's already moving into genocide. They believe they have to mass murder all Trump supporters in America in order to remove Trump from power. Gosh, thank God we have a Second Amendment, huh? Thank God we have Trump. Thank God that we still have something resembling the rule of law. These left-wing lunatics, they are genocidal maniacs, and it is they who need to be removed from power and stripped of any ability to harm others. There's already a lot of fraud being carried out by Democrats. In Florida, for example, dead people have been caught voting. Well, I should say, not they themselves, but there's been an effort to have dead people's names and ballots count in the election. That's been caught. The Florida officials have uncovered ballot fraud that used the names of dead people. And then also there's a GOP poll watcher in Philadelphia on camera was denied entry as an observer into a polling station in Philadelphia because obviously the Democrats are rigging the elections in Pennsylvania to try to steal this from President Trump. That's obvious. So all those stories are up on naturalnews.com, plus a story about how vaccines kill. A new study finds a positive correlation between COVID-19 deaths and flu vaccination rates in elderly people. So the more you get vaccinated against the flu, the more likely you are to be killed by COVID. We've got other stories up there about how Joe Biden and evil Dr. Fauci will work together to roll out a scientific dictatorship across America if Biden becomes president, which hopefully will not happen, and more stories along those lines. So there's a lot coming out today. I just want to encourage you to check Natural News throughout the evening, and also check Brighteon.social. We'll be carrying headlines, video updates. I've got an update coming from Stuart Rhodes, as I said, also Dustin Nemos, and other updates as well. Lots of different things happening. Check it all out at naturalnews.com. And if you haven't yet voted, make sure you get out and vote. Maybe it's too late by the time you hear this. Hopefully you've already voted. Vote for America. I mean, a vote for Biden is a vote for China. So if you want America to exist as a country, you got to vote for Trump. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. We'll have more updates for you tomorrow. And finally, be safe tonight. Don't go out, obviously. Don't initiate any violence. Have your firearms ready for self-defense. Have your magazines loaded and your chest rigs ready to go for self-defense. Because the radical left, if Trump wins big, leftists are going to lose their minds and become crazy violent starting tonight, or could start tonight. We'll see how this goes. Thank you for listening.